This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As the world turns, thanks so much for joining us once again on the show. Kate Delaney and I am in California, in Palm Springs, California. So not in Los Angeles. I was talking the other day about what they're doing now there. They're requiring proof of vaccination for really everywhere, anywhere indoors. The city council voted on Wednesday to require people going into indoor spaces at restaurants and gyms and movie theaters to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or forget about it. This starts November 4th. It also applies to spas, hair salons, city buildings, so really almost anything is what they're talking about. You have, a month basically, and businesses have to display advisory notice of the requirement. They're saying by October 21st, the only exception is medical or religious exemptions, but then you have to have a form declaring that. And then you pretty much have to be outdoors anyway. And if you're not outdoors, you're going to have takeout orders. So people that are claiming that are still going to be out of luck. And the city's going to require people at large outdoor events with at least 5,000 or so to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. And it was 11-2 vote to make this happen, and it's kicking in pretty quick. There was a lot of brouhaha over it, but I think what happens is the frontline people are the ones that take the abuse, and I've seen it, so that's what will happen when people aren't happy and they don't realize that's what's going on and they're not paying attention. There they are. People are stuck and they want to go in somewhere. All right, this is a wild story. A Texas man was sentenced to more than a year in federal prison for spreading a hoax related to COVID-19 on social media. So check this out. Christopher Charles Perez, a 40-year-old guy, posted two threatening messages on Facebook in April of 2020, falsely claiming he paid someone infected with COVID-19 to lick items at a grocery store in the San Antonio area to scare people away from the businesses. So he was found guilty on two counts of violating a federal law that criminalizes false information and hoaxes related to biological weapons. I guarantee he had no idea that that was that potentially could happen. The threat, of course, was false, and Perez did not pay anyone to do that. And Perez lost. I mean, they lost in court, and the fabricated social media post came when COVID-19 had just begun widely spreading in the U.S., shutting down a lot of non-essential businesses and upending life across the country. So in addition to the 15-month prison sentence, he also has to pay a $1,000 fine. Ooh. So this is a new task force. The U.S. Department of Justice created the COVID-19 Fraud Enforcement Task Force, if you remember, last May to combat pandemic-related fraud. But I never heard of somebody perpetrating a hoax like that one where they got sentenced that way. So how about that? I think that is, it's interesting that that's a surprise, I think, for him. I guarantee he did not think, he should have thought, but I guarantee he did not think that was going to happen. Absolutely, no way. All right, how about this? You think you're incognito, and then you're not. The Dodgers move on to the playoffs, but at the Dodger game, the U.S. Marshal Service is asking for the public's help in identifying a man investigators say strongly resembled one of its most wanted fugitives who had been on the run for 23 years. John Rufo was convicted in the late 1990s of a $350 million bank fraud scheme and sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. He was given bond but never showed up to prison to serve his sentence. About $13 million of the money was never recovered. So there was a tip. He's now 66. There's a tip a few years ago that he had been at a Boston Red Sox LA Dodgers game in LA a month before, and then there was another tip. He was sitting four rows up from home plate wearing a blue shirt, and then there was a video clip that confirmed a man fitting his description was below, you know, was right there at home plate. So it's so interesting because he's the subject of this ABC News podcast, Have You Seen This Man? And I forgot all about this. I sort of remembered the story where he was given a $10 million bond, ordered to go to federal prison in New Jersey in 1998 to start to serve that 210-month sentence, but he didn't show, like I said. U.S. Marshals found that on November 9th, he had drove a rental car to a parking lot at JFK. They think he rented the car earlier that day in Manhattan, withdrew the money from the ATM on the way to the New York airport. And so how about that? They say he's a master manipulator. And now he's, you know, people are saying they're citing him. They think they've seen him. And part of that is probably because of that podcast. But here's what's interesting. There is a reward of $25,000 offered for any info related to Rufo's arrests. So, you know, when you attach money to it, and somebody may know something, unless he's really changed his looks, even with aging, you know, there may be people that could identify him, and or a person could identify him, but he has to stop going to Dodger games, because I would think, you know, now people are even more aware of it. Barry Manilow. How about Barry Manilow? Here we are, Palm Springs. I'm thinking of Manilow, spent a lot of time in Palm Springs. He was good friends with Suzanne Summers, and she has a place in Palm Springs. I think, in fact, she just sold her place in Palm Springs. But anyway, what's so interesting about Barry Manilow is that he is, I guess, smashing all kinds of records. He's booked 105 shows through 2023. And, I mean, he's a show guy. He was a big-time songwriter, and then he started to perform. So he's getting ready to be back in Vegas next week, I think he starts. And then he's got a whole bunch of shows in 2022 and 23, and they're at the Westgate Resort and Casino. And he says, I love it. He said, Westgate, Las Vegas is my home away from home. And Elvis basically lived at Westgate after it opened in 1969, because at the time, it was the largest hotel and casino in the world. And 30 days after the opening in August, it would become home, his home away from home. And Elvis performed, I didn't even realize this, I didn't know how many, he performed 837 consecutive shows at the International Theater over 7 years. And of course, the place was packed, right? His last show was in December of 76. And then several months later, in the summer of 77, of course, he died. So Barry Manilow is going to try to hit that big mark. Wow. Crazy. I bet his the tickets will sell out pretty fast. Pretty interesting that he's doing that, right? What song do you like? Any song of his? How about I Can't Smile Without You? All right. We're tossing it to the other side. I'll meet you there.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making groceries more affordable and accessible to all customers, providing an easy way for families to have access to healthy and delicious food. SNAP recipients can use their EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins. Plus, eligible SNAP orders are conveniently delivered right to your door, no membership required. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and exclusive deals on beloved products. This month, shoppers can save on select products from top brands, including Nature's Path cereal and granola, perfect for starting the day or an after-school snack, and Tyson products, including selections of top-quality chicken that are a delicious main course at any family meal. For more information, to enroll your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Right now, Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, she's written an important book, one that is definitely a game changer, I know, because it was something I thought I was getting, but I wasn't getting, and I bet a lot of you fall into this category. Anybody could read this. Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Dr. Smith, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So I know, I can tell you've had a lot of success, obviously, in your career. Did you get to that point where you just were not getting the kind of rest you needed?
Yes, I burned out. As you stated, on the surface, my career looked very successful. But I got to a point where, you know, it was all glitter and glam in the spotlight. But when I came home, I was exhausted. My attitude was not in a great place. My relationships were strained. And just mentally, physically, and emotionally, I was not in a good place.
So is that what led you to write this book?
It is. It led me to really the research first. And I really started the research on the process of, you know, what is resilience? How do we manage stress, as people say, which I believe is a bit of a misconception. But how do we at least are able to recover from the stresses that come into our life and get to a better place? So that started the research. And then my own patients kind of pushed the book out, because as I started working with them and seeing that so many of them were dealing with these very same rest deficits, and it wasn't something that was being discussed.
Yeah, it's interesting. The question is, a big question, what really is rest? It's like when somebody tells you, oh, just get some rest, just relax. Is that rest? I mean, what is rest?
Well, I think what we have to realize is that rest, first of all, is more than just sleeping, because that's what many of us think. They think that rest is just stopping, the cessation of activity, laying down, and that's a part of it, but it's not the big picture. So when I looked at the research, what I saw was that rather than just putting all of our attention on the physical aspect of rest, which is primarily what sleeping does, that we needed to look at all areas of rest, and that's where the seven types of rest came from, the physical, mental, emotional, social, sensory, and creative, being those other areas of our lives that get exhausted. So, you know, when I was thinking to myself, I'm tired, I always thought, I'm tired, I just need to get 8 hours of sleep. But what happens when you get 8 hours and you wake up still exhausted? That's a real desperate situation, and that's when I realized there has to be more to rest than just stopping and sleeping.
Yeah. What was your big aha moment in all of this research?
I think the biggest aha moment was that when I just say that I'm tired, I'm actually setting myself up for failure. Because when I say I'm tired and I don't quantify and identify the area that's being fatigued, then I think any kind of rest will fix it. And the issue is, if I have an emotional rest deficit, going to sleep is not going to fix that. If I have a creative rest deficit, laying on the couch watching Netflix on Saturday is not going to fix that. So I have to be very intentional about doing those restorative type activities that will actually help to pour back into the place where I have the energy deficit.
Wow, I think you've completely nailed it. You talked about the seven types of rest. Could you give us kind of a sneak peek, two or three of them, and what they are?
Well, the ones I think that were most interesting for myself were, and that I noticed that I had a deficit in, one of them was creative rest. That's a topic many people have never even heard of, a concept that's completely foreign. But if you're someone who does a lot of problem solving, has to think outside the box, be innovative, you're using creative energy even if you don't consider yourself to be a creative. And so the way you restore creative rest is by allowing yourself to appreciate beauty in whatever form, those things that are inspiring and that are motivating to you. And so that could include anything from watching theater or going to an art museum or listening to music or watching someone dance, or it can be natural beauty like going to the ocean or looking at flowers or being out doing a hike where you're enjoying nature. And I think we don't appreciate kind of how those different processes actually help us to be more productive and actually help us to be more innovative. Another type of rest that we found that a lot of people were deficient in is mental rest. A lot of us are tired. We lay down at night to go to sleep, and we can't get our brain to turn off. And we really have to look at what are the processes behind that that keep our mind so active. And then what are some simple things we can do in the middle of our busy day? Not go on a sabbatical, not quit our job, not take extended vacations, but things we can do in the middle of our day to help to build in mental rest and to help us to be able to stay in a healthy place.
Wow. And, you know, it's so interesting that there's as you said, what you uncovered, the different forms really honestly of rest and the deep research that you did. You even have a free assessment at rest.com. And are you, you're not surprised, I'm sure, but for you, this is so groundbreaking. It has to be rewarding to see the results of people reading your book, people working with you and realizing the things that you learned. Is it?
It's been amazing. And yes, I think the most surprising has probably been the response to the free rest assessment at restquiz.com. We've had a 250,000 people who've gone through there and taken the assessment, and the emails we get and the clients that we work with, it's amazing to see the effect it has. I think some of the biggest surprises have been particularly in corporations that I work with, where we are kind of revamping their workforce because people are tired. People are exhausted. 2020 hit everyone really hard. And so there's a lot of people who are functional burnout. So they are still producing. They're just not producing at their highest quality and capacity. And so they're putting out work, but it's not really their best work. And it's interesting to see how many businesses are noticing this and then realize that there is something that is missing. And a lot of companies don't have, you know, chief health and wellness officers, but they would benefit from actually having someone come in and to help them evaluate the places where their workforce are actually experiencing chronic rest deficits. because these are simple things that can really improve their overall productivity.
Yeah, and would you say, as a board-certified internal, you know, medicine physician, in looking at the impact of wellness and what you found with rest, I mean, this has got to be like number one, I would say.
It's affecting people in so many different ways. From, you know, right now, some of the biggest, other than COVID, some of the biggest health issues we're facing have to do with cardiovascular disease and chronic metabolic states where people have high cortisol levels. And a big part of that is how our body responds to stress and change. And we've had lots of change. So we are processing a lot of stress and high cortisol situations. And most of us have not learned adequate coping mechanisms and strategies for being able to manage that. And that's why there's so much fatigue, and that's where there's so much talk about burnout. And really, that's why, you know, a lot of people are under kind of this chronic just anxiety and feeling just drained, because they're not restoring the places that are actually in need of rest.
Yeah. And you've said this, but it's worth asking this question. Your book is Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Ultimately, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
The number one thing is that rest is something that they must value, because I think we've gotten into a mindset that it's more important to work and grind and produce, and we've taken out an understanding that to be able to do that at our highest level of ability and to do that and still have a smile on our face and enjoy the work that we're producing requires a time of rest, recovery, and restoration.
Yeah, and you know this, as so many of us are people pleasers and don't have boundaries. You just got to find that somehow, right?
Well, that's a big part of the emotional rest, the people pleasing, the stress that comes. We call it performance stress. So a lot of people have a lot of a performance stress that they endure during their job, and they don't understand why they go home from maybe a job where they're seated all day, why they're so tired. There's emotional labor that you may be putting out during your day that you have not even accounted for. And because we are not looking at really how we're using every part of our body in our day-to-day work, then it really does set us up for so many areas of rest deficit.
Yeah. Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. You can get it on Amazon.com and take the quiz, restquiz.com, and you'll see where you are, maybe have some deficits. And boy, just really powerful stuff. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect in shootings at a North Texas high school earlier this week is now free on bond, as Timothy Simpkins did not say a word after he was released from jail in Fort Worth a few hours ago. Arlington police say the 18-year-old pulled a gun yesterday inside Timberview High School west of Dallas. Several people were wounded. Everyone's expected to survive, though. A spokeswoman for his family indicates bullying may have led to the shootings.
It wasn't just one one person that would attack him and bully him, taking his money, harassing him due to the fact because he had more things than maybe others.
An extension of the nation's debt ceiling moving forward as the U.S. Senate voted in favor of the bill today, and now it's heading over to the U.S. House. The White House says the president will sign it once it reaches his desk, averting the government defaulting on its bills. And this is USA Radio News. A deal on the debt limit reached in the U.S. Senate gave the markets a boost on top of some good jobless claims numbers from the Labor Department this morning. They came in last week well lower than expected by most analysts. It all added more fuel to the market's growth, and at the close on Thursday, the Dow had gained 337 points on the day. The NASDAQ, 152 more points to close at 14,654. The Boston Marathon returns on Monday after 2 years of being canceled because of the pandemic. Also, this is the first time that it's going to be held in the fall. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Co-medical director of the Boston Marathon, Dr. Pierre D. Hemmer-Court, explains how they're protecting runners and staff from COVID-19.
If they have a negative COVID test or they have positive proof of vaccination, then they will be granted a bracelet that they will be allowed, then they have to wear that the whole weekend to get in any of the venues.
And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
How pleased I am to take you to New Zealand and introduce you to Rose Clayworth, her book, From Coal to Sands, Searching for Self, could have a very big impact after I spent some time with her off the air on your life. It's about her journey that I think many, 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 many people can relate to, especially women, without a doubt. So, Rose, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Kate. Thank you for your time. It's wonderful to talk to you. And I hope my story will be of interest to some other.
I think it will. So let's talk about what was it that made you decide, hey, I'm going to write this book, especially you kept saying to me, I think it's a small but mighty book. So it's very readable. It's consumable. And I think that's significant because sometimes we're overwhelmed with too much and you've got something that's right to the point and impactful. So why did you write this?
Well, at the time I started writing this book, I was feeling extremely depressed in the autumn season down under in the southern hemisphere, where we're opposite to you guys up there in the northern hemisphere. Every April or May, I started to get extreme depression. And since I'm a happy person normally, and as a classroom teacher, a patient person, I began to wonder what was causing it. And I thought I should analyze my situation at present and try to identify what was going on. In the process, I thought about my personality and my identity here in New Zealand as a born in England person. I came here in 2003, and I feel I am a Kiwi now. I often tell people, I came here to die, and with the accent, people say, today? And I say, no, to die. But I, don't worry, I'm not terminally ill. I have chosen New Zealand as my home now. And some of the reasons for depression were probably the loss of my mother when I was working overseas, and the loss of my younger brother who left the family. So I thought, let's have a look at what has brought me here to New Zealand on the opposite side of the world from where I was born, and try to solve this depression. I hated that feeling. During the reflective period, I also felt sad and upset about the way I burst into tantrums when something got me at the hangry time, the hungry and sad, tired, hungry and tired time, the hangry, I'm sure people know about that. And I often say things that are extreme, which I then apologize for, and my loved ones always forgive me, because that's not the real me, but there's a demon in there. As I was taught when I was small, there was a little girl who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid. So that little poem brought back to me my childhood and the things I've been through with divorced parents, poverty stricken, but by no means, you know, I can't complain, loving parents, poverty background, luck in my education with the Labour government provide of the time, because I'm a baby boomer, providing me with free education, traveling overseas to work in the country of my major, French, the experiences in France, training to be a teacher when I eventually decided I wasn't going to be a secretary in a bank or a translator, and establishing myself as a trainer of other teachers. Because at the time I became an English language teacher, an ESOL teacher, TESOL was new in the early 70s. And the American Conference for International TESOL is attended by teachers from around the world. I was young, I was in the prime of my career, but I had a six-year relationship with a boyfriend who asked me to marry him, and then began the doubts. I asked people, "What do you think?" My boss said, "You're a fool. If you marry and leave this job, you're giving up the position of a principal of an adult education institute in possibly 5 years. My mother read the tarot cards. Previously, before the proposal of marriage, they had been professional success. I think if anyone knows the tarot, and I'm not recommending this, I'm simply saying my mother did, but there was a throne. Suddenly, after the marriage proposal, domestic bliss was predicted. I asked my prospective fiancé, I said, "Let's get engaged, but give me 6 months to think about it." At the end of 6 months, I decided to marry. But the point of the book is not really about my marriage. It is faced with this huge decision as a woman. Our whole identity is threatened. We have a biological urge and a biological knowledge that we won't be able to produce our own offspring when we're 50, even though medicine has helped us to do it, you know, much later than in the past. I was nearing 30. I knew the man. I knew him well. I knew my strengths and weaknesses. I knew his. I took that chance. But I, deep down, knew it was wrong. I assessed it intellectually. I made pros and cons. I thought about it. And I wrote on the last page of my book, "When in doubt, leave it out." I had no reason other than biology to get married. Except, of course, that I had to leave the country to marry the man. he was going to be leaving the country and going to the Arabian Gulf to work. If I married, I had to leave my disabled mother, who was for it. I had to leave my friends, my profession, but I was able to get a job in the new destination. And this is where the concepts of identity, you know, you can change yourself and, you know, okay, I'm okay in London, but maybe I'll be okay in this new destination. And agency is the drive we have to change ourselves. We don't have to be victims of change. We can be change agents for ourselves. And, you know, life is like riding a bicycle. I think it's a very esteemed scientist whose name has escaped me now. Says you have to keep moving to stay upright on your bicycle. So take a risk. Come on, take a risk, Rose. So Rose took a risk. But ladies outside everywhere, please remember that if you ask for advice, people may have other motives when giving it and may think you just want affirmation. Be strong. Weigh up the odds. Take a risk if you want to, but remember, my gran said, you made your bed, you lie on it. No, no friends. You made your bed, it was the wrong bed. Don't lie on it. Get a new bed. And I'm not referring to sexual issues. I'm talking about social issues. Giddens, a great sociologist, I forget his first name now, his books are on my shelf, said, we construct our own Alcatraz. By that he meant we make our own lives, we make our own cages. We restrict ourselves with our own free will. We have free will. Use it. The women in Afghanistan have tried to use their free will. I pray and hope that they will be able to in the future.
Wow. You said it all, and you said the reasons that I would definitely direct people into getting your book, that you don't have to lie in the bed that you made. You can definitely switch. I can completely relate to that. Rose, we want to tell everybody that they can get your book, From Cold to Sand, which is steeped in much more than this that we have time for, Searching for Self. Get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the great places where books are sold. And Rose Clayworth, thank you so much for sharing your story and empowering other people to realize they have a choice.
Thank you, Kate. It's really been a pleasure, and you've helped me. I'm still trying to be, as I say in my book, my own best self, to control that wicked temper. And I hope everyone who knows their own story expresses it and talks about it even if they don't feel they can write it. Okay?
Lovely.
Over it. Tell your
Interesting talking to Rose and her story from New Zealand. I say this all the time. Everybody has a story, and you just never know what happens in your life and where it's going to lead you and the kind of impact. And the impact of these authors like Rose, just so interesting in chatting with her. And I'm glad to introduce her to you on this show. So stay with us. Much more to come on the flip side. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, Penelope Bourdillon is with us, and she's written a book called Hope in the Valley and a Bun Dance. Let's see if you can figure that out. I promise you I will tell you if you don't know. She's quite clever, and it's brilliant, actually, when I think of the title after having my off-air conversation with her. So thank you so much, Penelope, for coming on. We appreciate you coming on, and I think you're talking about a subject that so many people right now need to hear, because what happens to people when they lose a spouse, when they lose someone close to them? And we're going to go into that. But I want to set it up by saying that you had, you had this idyllic life where you have grandchildren and children and had this great marriage, and especially when you're with a partner for a long time, that makes it much more difficult, doesn't it, when you lose them?
Yes, indeed it does. I think the longer, some people who've been together for 60 years, we only had 40, and it is tough. And there's no point pretending it's not.
Exactly, and we're going to get into that point that you make so well in your book, but tell us about your husband and the 40 years. I think 40 years is a long time.
Well, yes, of course it is, and Mum was very lucky to have that long, but now I would have had my 60th wedding anniversary a few weeks ago if he'd been alive. Anyway, and what did you want me to tell you about him?
Yeah.
Well, I just was so lucky, because I didn't know him very well when I married him, and he really was one of the nicest people one could ever, ever meet. And it wasn't just I who thought he was nice because everybody else did too. And he was kind, he was funny, he was fun to be with, and the children adored him. He was always the same. I'm up and down, and oh dear, oh dear, but he was always, and he was 15 years older than I, so he was very good for me. He restrained me quite a lot.
I like that. He restrained me quite a lot. So you have these years together, and then you lose him. What was that like for you?
Hellish. Utterly hellish. I mean, I felt as if I'd been torn in two, not sort of cut neatly in half. As if some, and he always had this wonderful expression when things were really bad. He'd say, "Don't worry, we can face it together." And I thought, how dare you leave me? You know, I can't face it on my own. But each year it gets better, and I still miss him after 19 years, but life is good. And I sort of feel he kind of knows what I'm doing still.
Oh, I like that. And so then you write the book, Hope in the Valley and a Bun Dance. What made you decide that you were going to write this book?
Well, the Hope in the Valley very much was, I wrote it 6 years after he died, and something told me that that was the right time. I get sort of little nudges sometimes. And I wanted desperately to stop people falling into the same holes that I had. You can't help everybody because it's different for everyone, but I think and hope it has. I've had lovely letters about it, that it really has helped people. It's very simple. I don't write like Dickens or anybody. I write that very simply. I'd like to think that it really not only helps them through the bad places, and that grief is something to be faced and not ignored, but you've got to get through it, not round it. And I'm lucky enough to have a real faith, and Jesus is my saviour, and I would love to think that people at the end of the book might think, well, we do have a friend in Jesus.
And it's interesting, something that you told me in our off-air conversation is, yeah, you went to church, but you were there, but it wasn't exciting. And then something changed when you hit 50.
Oh, yes, but I'd need about an hour to tell you about that. It did change. I had a sort of, I had three different experiences. And after that, you cannot doubt God. Because something amazing happened the first time, and I sort of didn't quite believe it, and I thought this can't be happening to me. So I had three bites of the cherry, and it took about 18 months. And they say the shortest the longest distance is between one's mouth and one's heart. It's 12 inches, I think, in most cases. And I went to church with my head, and I said all the right things, and I came out, and it was perfectly pleasant, but rather boring. And wow, when you've met God, you're on fire when you come out. It's just, it's my heart rather than my head now.
Wow, I love that, the 12 inches. So your book, Hope in the Valley and a Bun Dance, what do you hope people take away from reading it?
Well, they're very different. And for Hope, as I say, I just want to help people through. But I got this silly wording, a bun dance, and I hope it was from God, many years ago. And I had so many little bits of paper that I've torn out and written down and scribbled out, boxes full of stuff, all to do with God's blessings and his abundance. And I had to put it in a book. And there are about six more chapters that I'd like to have got in, but it was getting rather too long. And I want to encourage people, to enlighten them, and to, God is not just, he has a sense of humor. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, it might sound a bit odd, but when to enjoy God, that's what I want them to end up with. Because he doesn't want one to walk around looking terribly holy and being good. Well, I mean, he does, but he doesn't. I think Jesus loved a party, and he made that jolly good wine, and it was the best wine. You know, one doesn't have to be dreary. One can laugh with God and through God and Jesus. And I mean, there are bad moments, but he is always there. And it's not like anybody else with the answer phone on. He always is there. You can talk to him in the middle of the night, or as you're driving along in the car or whatever. And you can ask him such little things as well as very, very big things.
Wow, what a perfect place to end this. Penelope Bourdillon, Hope in the Valley and Abundance, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
What a wonderful woman she is. I had kind of bonus time with Penelope, and she just has this spark about her. And, you know, as she said there, and she's talking about, as you hear in the, you know, her cleverness with the title of her book, Think Abundance, get it? But just to have a relationship with somebody for that many, many years. And I know some of you sometimes will send in something about anniversaries. And I think that's a blessing. I think that's special, because in the world we live in now, quite often you don't get that much time. I mean, I think it's a big deal when you're, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years with somebody. And I just love, 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 love her attitude. And she has a wicked sense of humor, no question about it. So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.